Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Hello, L'Oreal.
Hello, Eva. How are you doing this week?
You know, I can't complain, sis. Just living a dream, trying to get like you, girl.
I know, that's right. I'm trying to get like you, so we getting like each other. And that's
let's get like each other. But you know who we not going to get like?
What?
Let's not get like Nick Cannon, okay?
Lord, child.
Lord have mercy. He reveals what he needs to lock him down. Yes, that means go ahead.
Chastity belt.
Plus, more babies are on the way. I don't know if a chastity is going to be what you might just slide it out to the other side. But summer dating trends, according to dating apps and Bumble, we're going to talk about what they're talking about. Plus, Ashanti graces the cover of Hello Beautiful Summer Digital Issue and talks the pros and the cons of connecting with fans on social media.
That's right. And BET pluses all the queens, man. That show sounds really familiar, doesn't it?
Kinda. I think I've heard of it before.
Well, guess what? It's back for season two, and it's starring our very own Eva Marcel. Woo!
Super excited.
Go. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about that in a second. But anyway, it goes down in my DMs. And this time, I got a voice message for y'all that you will not believe because I didn't listen to it all the way. Just a little bit. So we'll listen together. Scared, but we will still
terrified.
Listen together. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
This is what you do with my mom? Is you serious? This my baby daddy.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah, it's going down. Make sure you listen how we undress this mess all on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, Macy's is throwing a full-on Black Friday in July.
I know that's
right. I said it right. You heard me. It's going down. It's the puffer jacket you snagged during Black Friday last year. Is it cute? Well, we're going to go ahead and keep that same energy going and keep it cool for the summer. So luckily, since the summertime is here and the puffer jacket you bought during Black Friday will not work during the summer, Macy said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and bless you with another sale. So Macy's is bringing back Black Friday to July. That's right. They've got your very best deals on summer essentials like your swimsuits, your swimsuit cover-ups, your cute little totes to put everything in to get you head to toe ready for the beach, the pool, or wherever you're going to be summertime fine. The Barely There makeup, that is you, L'Oreal. I love to see your freckles popping, but you
thank
still got to make sure you maintain, you know, a little coverage on that beautiful melanin. So all of your makeup essentials, plus your barbecue must-haves like patio furniture, grilling equipment, and so much more. There's so much going down right there at Macy's.
That's right. All you got to do right now, get your phones out, get your computers, hide your wives, hide your... No, I'm joking. Go on over to Macy's.com. And you can do this from July 6th to the 11th. You'll score some real great deals during Black Friday in July. You know that's where all the savings are. You'll get 25% off when you use your Macy's card or promo code. You ready for it? July. That's all you got.
So what's the code, sis?
The promo code is July. Just think about the month. You know what I mean? Now, don't forget to head back to Macy's.com. I'm talking about each and every day for their daily deals. They're going to have different specials popping up Wednesday through Monday. You don't want to miss it. It might be like an air fryer that you need or, you know, some makeup. Listen, I got
an alert in my phone. You said every Wednesday through Monday, there are new deals popping up at Macy's. So if you put an alert on your phone, you can remember, just go over to Macy's.com and see what's popping.
Simple as that.
I like that.
What else is popping, Eva?
Well, I will tell you what's popping and who he's popping.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom is popping. Nick Cannon gives tips on how to lock him down. Now, I don't know if he's giving these tips to all these women that he's had kids with because none of them have seemed to be able to lock him down
at all.
And as we know, Nick Cannon is about to have baby number 8. 8. Okay, he has revealed that he has more on the way. And at one point, he mentioned that he wanted to try celibacy again. We talked about it. L'Oreal did not put not one red nickel cent down on that idea or the bet that he would stay celibate. She had no faith in it at all, not even a mustard seed.
And didn't I tell y'all he had other girls pregnant? I knew ever since Super Bowl. Ever since February. And it's a total of 11 kids that he will be having when it's all said and done right now, as of now. I don't know. Right. But no, every time he breathes, he gets people pregnant.
The celibacy did not clearly happen at all. And in a recent podcast, All the Way with Shelly Wade, he revealed that he hasn't totally ruled out monogamy.
Come on.
Wow. Okay, let me continue on. It is all about finding the right person, he says. I am a hopeless romantic. And at the end of the day, so I love the concept. I love the ceremony of it. He mentioned having a few midlife crises and has needed someone who can truly understand him. You know, he lost a child. I don't think any parent should have to bury their child, especially one as young as Nick did with his beautiful son. Right. And that's just one of the many things he's gone through, battling cancer. He's been through a very public divorce. And so he says, acts of service is a big love language for me. It's more about servitude, that sense of someone who can serve each other wherever they are weak and when they are strong. And if I can ever find someone that knows how to hold me down through my madness, through all of my chaos and toxicity, that's probably somebody that I'm going to rock with for life. So just last month in another recent interview with It's Tricky podcast, he said that he wouldn't want to get married legally. Now, it does depend on what you call marriage. Getting the government involved? Nah, I'm good. We can have a ceremony somewhere. Why would the government be involved in my love life? That seems so bizarre to me. It's really a business, and bringing a business and love together, that's a tough one for me to get involved with.
Same reason why they're involved in our paycheck, our poom poom with the abortion.
And they should not be.
No, this is what I'm saying, though. Like, same
thing. But see, this is the other side of it. And I've seen this on a couple of podcasts. I saw B. Simone and her homegirl talking about it. He says, at least he's upfront with women. I let the women that I have children with know from the gate about my views towards marriage. And it's not out of disrespect, but it's more out of respect, he explained. It's the I'm going to come to you as honest as I possibly can. So, with it all being laid out on the table, with all of these kids, with all of this truth, do you think that Nick Cannon is ever going to find the woman that will make him decide monogamy is the way to go? Or do you think that he's just, you know, going to do him? He's going to be Nick.
He found her and she doesn't want him anymore. That's Mariah Carey. Once he decided he wanted to leave that relationship, that was when it went downhill from there relationship-wise. And even when he makes those songs, it kind of is like Diddy shouting out Cassie at the Lifetime Achievement joint. And it's because he continues to write these songs about Mariah and reference her. And it's like, bro, you got to move on, okay? You did move on 11 times and you still don't know. Sometimes karma comes back in the form of other ways. You know what I mean? And something we don't know about that relationship is eating him up inside. And that's what I'm going to say. Because why you still, all right, you got all these kids and you still making all these women and you
that
still making.
That was his only wife, though. He was married to her. He had a tattoo
and then
from shoulder
confused.
To shoulder.
He's confused with that, too, because just last week we was talking about how he said he's never getting married. Now he wants to get married and like, bro.
No. We have to report this as accurate as possible. He said he does not believe in the traditional concept of marriage. However, the idea of being monogamous with one person has not completely escaped his reality. It just has to be the right person.
He was on his own show talking in that one segment saying that he wasn't interested in getting married, and now his narrative has changed just weeks
later. No, he still says it. Even in this, I just told you, he wants to get married. He said, but what does marriage look like? The traditional marriage with government? Nah. But a ceremony,
I get what you're saying. But in this show that I seen, he said he didn't want to get married. He wasn't talking about the traditional, the nothing.
Well, you
can
change your mind. You allowed to change your mind like black girls change
3 weeks
you
ago.
You can.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No.
That's the same reason why divorce exists, because you thought you wanted to be with her and then you decided, nah, I'm good.
Bro, you too unsure for somebody that got all these kids. That's all I got to say. You should be sure with what you want and what you got going on in your life before you bring 15 children into the world. Like,
listen,
I don't want a bunch of confused little humans running around this world.
I think little humans are not going to be confused, but life does change after loss, after grief, after death. And so him being a father, having been married, having an unsuccessful marriage, ending
having no condoms.
I mean, that's a personal choice. But at the end of the day, I mean, I know how much my life changed when I lost a few people, my perspectives on things that though I would never do that I might said yesterday when December 8th hit and my best friend died, the I would never do changed because life changed. And I feel like we as people are allowed and should be allowed to change our mind, to have a difference, a change of opinion, especially if it's in the right direction. The man didn't want to get married a couple of months ago, but now he sees a world in which he might be able to commit. He's allowed. Let that man have that.
He needs to commit to something, because from what I was told, none of these women like each other, and it's going to be a very difficult road. And I know that Bree girl came out and was like, all I got to worry about is my family. That's the, everybody else ain't the family.
That's what he said. He said everybody's worried about their family.
Super ignorant, because those kids are siblings. And one thing I know, because I was raised without knowing my sisters, and I still to this day don't speak to them like that. And I feel like that's an issue. Like, I do know too.
I have a sister I never met. I know I know what you
and
mean.
That should be a problem. Yeah, that should be
a problem.
I mean,
it is, but I have
three sisters that I've never met one of them. Another one I met once, and the other one I don't know her. Like,
but you can't say that the reason why that is our reality is because our daddies was Nick Cannon, because my daddy wasn't. My daddy was not on here trying to go and let everybody know, y'all just figure it out. I love all my kids. That was not my reality.
My dad wasn't Nick Cannon, but he also was a confused soul, clearly, like this, because there should be no reason why you don't want your kids to be siblings.
He does want them to be siblings. He doesn't require that everyone sit around and kumbaya and have an Akon kind of dinner is what
he's saying.
I'm
not saying that they have to be that, but these people will have to interact with each other. So for them to be like, my child has nothing to do with the other, it's like, these are women you chose. And if you kept it real with them and that was the agreement, they should be a little bit more understanding, but whatever. What do I know?
I want to know what's going on for summer dating trends. What's out here in these streets, sis? Talk to me. Let me know how to help my nieces
and nephews. A whole bunch of Nick Cannon. So, ladies, stay in the house. Now, the dating app Bumble recently broke down the 2022 dating trends. Now, from 2019 this year, it was about virtual dating in a new world dealing with the pandemic.
Yes.
I thought about joining a dating site at one point in time, but then I started laughing and said no. Now, we're back.
I would have to filter all of those. That would never work. You would never get a match.
It's pretty bad. You know, a dating site, Instagram kind of constitutes one as well. But we are back to our hot girl summer. I know I've been outside. Eva, you're not allowed.
I've been outside.
No, you're not outside. You inside with Mike.
Bumble. Is that what outside means? Teach me, sensei.
Yeah, that is what outside means. So you need to go.
I've been on a patio. I've been on a balcony.
You're on the balcony waving. Okay, now Bumble recognized that many people are okay with being single. Ain't nothing wrong with being single, child. I don't got no headache. Anyway, 53% of Bumble respondents cite that they were okay with being single, while 54% of single daters want to be mindful about when and how they date. Now, 43% of Bumble respondents wanted to be exploratory in their dating. They are dating outside of their quote unquote type and trying something new. I've done that as well. PDA, public displays of affection, will pick up worldwide. More than 68% of Bumblers say that they're more open to PDA post-pandemic. FYI, like, there's a guy that I know and talked to before, but like, that's all as far as it went. And then like, I was outside. Here we go. I was outside. I'm not going to say when, where, but like, we were definitely, we reconnected a little bit. And then like, it was a lot of people around, and like, he was really close to my face, like he was about to kiss me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't kiss anybody in front of all these people. Am I like, does that make me weird? Because I'm like, look, if you're not my boyfriend, you're not about to be kissing
no,
me in front of people.
No, PDA is definitely a personal thing. I don't think everyone is into it. My husband is one of those. Like, once he has a couple of drinks, he'll squeeze my booty and put his hand in my shirt. But besides from that, you wouldn't even know we was together.
Oh, but see, I like that, though. So you could do that. That's more love.
No, can you please get your hand out my whole button of my shirt, please, sir? And his, he's like, we married. I'm like, yes, but you cannot grab it like it's a cup. You
Damn.
Cannot do that.
I like that, and I'm not married. I'd be like, go ahead, here's my shirt.
No.
That's cute. So wait, that's not cute?
I mean, to each its own. I think when it comes to
Oh my God, it's
this,
an earthquake.
It's shaking?
I'm so scared.
Is my booty just clapping?
No, that was scary. I'm like, why's my...
Welcome to LA, honey. I mean, it's 102 degrees in Atlanta. It's some earthquakes in LA. Ray J holding the baby, singing One Wish. I mean, the world is crazy. It's going down. It's a Dressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/TheUndressingRoom. And you know what I need to undress? I need to undress the greatness that is the one and the only Ashanti. Now, a few things about the queen that is Ashanti. She just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well-deserved. That's what 22 years in the music business looks like. Now, I don't mean just how fine she look. I don't mean them abs. I don't mean the beautiful skin. I mean the fact that this songstress writer has been on the scene for so long and still looks like a 20-year-old little bopper. So Hello Beautiful recently launched a new June-July cover featuring Ashanti. I was super, super honored to host this interlude live show with her, which will air exclusively on TV One later on this month. Now, she recently received that star, as I told you, on the Walk of Fame, which was a perfect culmination to celebrate her 20th anniversary of her debut album. She is finally getting her flowers. She deserves her flowers. While she
I'm sorry, they just give anybody a walk of stuff on it.
No, they don't give anybody. They give the ones that deserve them, because you hear about these, don't get me started, Anglos getting them every other day. Don't get me started. Ashanti, Glenn Cole, she deserves that
star.
No,
but that's what I'm saying.
Playing.
Like, they give them out to everybody, because you saying even those other people that they've been.
Holly Robinson Peach just got her. My good big sis, she just got her star, and she should have been 21 Jump Street.
I'm trying to figure out how we decide who's who, because what my thing is this, right? The Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm thinking Michael Jackson. I'm thinking Stevie Wonder. I'm thinking Denzel Washington. I'm thinking in about 40 years, nobody is going to know who Ashanti is. It's not thinking, legendary.
But it is. But it is, though. And I think that's where we come in, as she makes music for us, by us. And if we don't support us, who will? The reason why you know these other artists is because of the support of the fans of these artists. When I did this interlude with Ashanti, let me just start by saying the guest list was over capacity. The building could not hold any more people. And they were on their feet their entire time, including me going, oh, baby, oh, baby. Ashanti came out in a time where women's respect.
So you think her and Michael Jackson are the same type?
But see, there you go again. You let
the Walk of Fame should be like humongous stars. That's what when I was younger, that's what I thought it was. Now it's like you could pay and get your star.
Okay, so to get a star back then and now, payment is definitely a part of it. But just to run a couple of her stats, her self-titled album that she wrote over 22 years ago within the first 2 months, garnering 6 million spins. And we're talking about before social media, before Spotify, before all of this. Give that girl her flowers.
I don't think she has talent. I just am saying that I don't think she should be on the same street as Michael Jackson.
She deserves her star. Just like the North Star, the Big Dipper, and the full constellation, there's enough room in the sky for all the stars to shine. I have been in this business 18 going on 20 years, and there is nothing more frustrating than when I see people looking at other people's celebrity star or talent and comparing that to the next man. Let them live. There's a space for them.
It's the walk of fame. Like, it's literally.
And
like,
she's famous. That's Ashanti. Stop playing.
I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. Now,
but you
Beyonce,
like all
I get
young this. Beyonce, no question. But it's like, can Beyonce have one and Mary J and Mariah Carey?
Yeah,
and
yeah now those make sense. Not Ashanti. Like, the names you're naming are humongous.
Would you not going to do Ashanti like that? Ashanti is huge.
I'm
she
not
is the
trying
one.
To
She's
play
fly.
Her, but it
sounds like
it, me.
It's no, like, I'm like a fiddle.
I promise you, I'm just saying her celebrity and theirs are two different levels. And I'm not trying to compare them as far as being like, well, she sings better than this one. And she's just, but when I think about the superstar that is Beyonce or Madonna, or I don't put Ashanti in that category. I'm
but,
sorry.
And who is Madonna dating right
listen,
now?
Listen to me. I enjoy her songs. I enjoy her albums. I think she has talent. But she's not Mariah Carey. She's not.
No, she's Mary. Not. She's Ashanti, not to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but you're on the same block. That's all I'm saying.
My point is that she is as dope. I'm sorry. You know, you
no.
can't say like, oh, Brandy can't get a star, but such and such, but Monica can't. Like, you going to give all these women a flowers and Ashanti deserves. That's why I'm glad you wasn't there. I'm glad that I'm the one that honored this lady. I'm glad that
Damn.
I'm the one that hosted, because at the end of the day, this woman has given her entire life and career to artistry and has succumbed to the scrutiny of people like you and everybody else that's comparing.
I mean,
her and she's just not enough.
That doesn't mean you deserve a star on the Walk of Fame.
She got it. She
well,
got
congratulations.
It.
Once, how much is it cost? Because I want one.
Once
two.
I get my star, I'm going to be sitting right next to her. Until then, I'm not going to hate from outside the club.
How much does it cost? Because I'm going to try to get
mine. It costs 20-something years in this business. Stop hating on my good sis. Don't do that, L'Oreal. Don't do that.
I don't know. I hate when you have an opinion and people say you hating. I just said that she is nobody. Mariah Carey.
Like, that is a hater-ass comment.
It's not.
That is such a hater-ass comment.
I don't see how it's a hater comment.
It's like somebody saying, Eva, you not Tyra Banks. I sure am not. I'm Eva.
Yeah, but see, you got your own name.
But
and
so does she, though.
It's kind of like, and I'm not saying you don't, but I'm not saying she don't, but it's kind of like, what's the other girl that was on your season that we don't know the name
no,
of?
No, okay, her? move on. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. And P.S., if you didn't know, L'Oreal's hella petty.
I'm just saying it, but that one thing I am looking forward to seeing,
you
know, and this
for,
is going to get
friend.
You closer to your star, baby girl. And I
Come
cannot
on.
Wait to see you shine. And this is the season 2 of BET's Plus, All the Queen's Men. That's right. It is back. Our girl Eva is the star of the show. Speaking of stars, it premieres July the 14th. That's right around the corner. At first, I thought that was forever away, but it's not. It's right there, y'all. So go get your subscriptions to BET Plus right now. Now, you already know her role is Marilyn Madame DeVille, and she's hotter than ever. Hotter than ever. Eva's hotter than ever. In this newest trailer, it is crazy. She's breaking bottles overhead. She's pulling out guns. What about who did the stunts? Because there's no
I
way
I did my
did
own
this.
Stunts, bro. I did.
All right, tell the truth. Was it Ashanti? Okay, like how many bodies can we see dropping this season? I need to see. Tell us the tea, sis.
So it's absolutely going down. I'm super, super excited about this show. I must say, out of all the shows I've ever done, I don't think I've been more proud of a piece of work, because we literally create our own world. This woman, yes, she's the queen of the underworld and a criminal boss. But if you take the criminal part away from her, she's such an aspirational character. I mean, this is a woman that has dreams, has determination, that has a plan, and will not take no for an answer. She will not fail. She is a boss. She can see the finish line before the start even starts. She is as loyal as your best dog. Like, she's that girl.
Big dog.
Just to be a woman in this capacity is amazing. Unlike paying for stars, to be the star of this show, Tyler Perry paid me. Thank you very much, Tyler Perry.
I know that's right.
His payroll, not even just talent, but his payroll last year was $154 million for 365 days that studio was open, and I've got three different spins in that thing. He's giving the bag, let me just say, and letting us be unapologetically Black. So the season two is premiering July 14th on BET+. However, if you have yet to tune in to season one, a new episode is dropping every single Wednesday on BET at 10, 9 Central. Be there, not a square.
Yeah, be there. Don't be square. And I know who will be there, me. I definitely will be tuned in. I blew through the first season. I cannot wait to see what's going on this season, because Eva won't tell me no tea. So
I usually, as an inspiration, whenever I want to take my voice to a higher register, I'll be like, nope, I'm going to talk just like me and Low. Keep it down here. Keep it down. I use you in my head every day I film, sis. My comfort.
All right, so wait, how much do I get for that?
Where you said you wanted to eat at?
You said big bag. All I heard was big.
You said
bag.
You wanted some gold flakes in your cocktail. You said take you down to a Black owned restaurant in Miami called Victory.
Twerking baller alert drink. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of twerking, is there anyone trying to, you know, do something strange for a little bit of change in your DM? What's going on?
Somebody's always trying to do something a little strange. And this time around, I got like a voice note. I don't know if I'm scared to see what it really says. I only listened to the beginning of it. So we're going to listen together and just hope that it all works out for the best.
Okay.
Come on, Stay. Man. You know, you got your situation. I got mine, but come on, you got to keep ducking me. Let me back.
Who is this person?
I don't know, but he sounds very aggressive. And he
said, come on now. You got your situation. I got mine.
Does that mean that he's in a relationship?
I have
Is that what
no
I'm getting
idea.
From this? Bruh.
He said, your freckles are so beautiful.
He
sent that message and he said, I need you, baby. What is the voice messages about? Like, aren't you only supposed to do that with people you know?
Don't they vanish, though?
No, it's still here.
Yeah. See, so let's start with this. It's okay to shoot your shot, bruh. Or sis in this world, but let's shoot your shot at someone that is readily available. You having a situation, her have, it sounds like a very Erykah Badu song right now and very
now
next lifetime.
Now am I supposed to do?
Thank you.
No, I really have a problem with the fact that he doesn't realize that the mic is on the bottom of the camera. It's on the bottom of the phone. And then like, if you're not smart enough to figure that out, and then like, you know, is it me or do you listen back to the voice note after you do it?
I never do a voice note. That's how I don't know.
No, I'm talking about like even on your phone. You've never sent like a voice text message?
I do that dictation. Like when I send you a message and then I always get one word wrong and then I have to type the word and put typo.
Oh, yeah. No. See, that's why I like on the phone, if you're driving or something and your text message, you could just press the microphone and record what you're saying and send it to your friend. Now that disappears. You can make that disappear after they listen to it. So that I will do.
Come on for the cheat code. L'Oreal out here giving all the lovers cheat codes.
Oh, hold on a second.
What do I got to look for now? How do I find his vanished stuff?
I will tell you, this is the thing. Some people do keep it, though. Like, you can set it up so it plays once, or you can set it up so that, like, it stays for 2 minutes, and then they'll be able to save it if they want to. So either way, like, being sneaky ain't so sneaky no more.
Well, see, none of our listeners are sneaky. Our listeners are honest, loyal, true, 10 toes down. So, I mean, these are just for the other people that might hear. But the people that are listening and that are on here, we don't need
cheat
code.
They done wrote the cheat code down already. Don't be trying to get them that much. We know y'all some cheaters.
Up, down, LR, click, click, AB.
And then this other guy just basically, they're getting a little bold, I feel like. Okay. So I posted up a video of me at a spot, like a restaurant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he put, "You're right there by my neck of the woods. Don't move." First of all, that alone made me want to move. Like, I wanted to move. And then he said, "I love you. So authentic." Like, bro, this is weird and all over the place. First, you wanted to pop up and stalk me. And now you love me and I'm so authentic. I'm going to authentically tell you to go away.
I'm going to have to call a ride share and leave my current location because that's scary.
And that's as scary. I'm pulling off, I'm going to tell
as
you to
I'm
go away.
As I'm pulling off, yes.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, I wish they would have tried to pull up, especially to where we was at, because they would have definitely gotten a surprise.
But why do people think because you tagged the location, I'm just trying to put y'all on to a good restaurant. Ain't nobody telling you to pull up on me?
But let dreamers dream, though. He's just most likely dreaming, letting you know that he's not far. He most likely wasn't going to be the do the whole full soccer thing. However, if you would have given him a thumbs up, I can see him like, skirt, I'm right here.
No, thanks.
So we're trying to see where it's at. But speaking of being right here, what I have is the final question right here. And L'Oreal, this has taken Ratchet and Trifling to a whole nother level.
Uh-oh.
So just Trifling, a daughter caught her mother in bed doing sexual relation stuff with her kid's father.
Oh, listen, hell no.
This is what you do with my mom? Is you serious? I know you f***ing lying. And you just sitting there quiet. You ain't got to say, mom? Really? You ain't got to say.
Really? So you just...
No, I don't want to hear that. Facebook? Yeah, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I want everybody to see the two d***es right here, what they doing in my bed. My bed.
I'm still your mother.
I don't care who you are. Obviously, you don't care that I'm your daughter, right? No, you over here sleeping with my baby daddy. This my f***ing baby daddy.
You don't clean.
Because I be at work. I be at work.
You don't.
I be at work.
Like, you don't treat him right. What you expect him to do?
You got a whole man. You talk about I don't treat you right?
Oh, girl, come on now.
No.
L'Oreal, you would need every piece of my bail money for this.
I need bail money right now. No, your mama, though.
I'm hot as fish grease on the second batch. You know, that second batch of fish grease is real, real hot.
Not when you I, don't clean and not. No, this was the part for me, Eva. I'm sorry. Let's first get into this. Let me undress
unpack
this
it.
First. She going to say, I am still your mama. I would have body slammed her.
No, there's no way. And that's why I don't have no sisters and I live out of state. Because when I tell you I would bust somebody in their whole head, are you crazy?
You don't
this
clean.
World.
You look dusty. Your hair uneven. She went in her. How the mother start going in on her in the middle of this? Yeah, I can't believe
the world is so hard by itself to just figure out who you are, to figure out a place, to have one or two people that you can say you can depend on. For the person that you had a child with and the person that brought you into this world to be creeping behind your back, that is why Mental Health Month is necessary, because baby, that'll make you go crazy. That'll make you go crazy.
I know you've seen this show. I know everybody's seen this show. Snapped.
Yeah.
I would have snapped her neck. The fact that you, first of all, I wanted to hear him. He wasn't saying nothing. He was, and I want to see what the mama looked like. What the mama looked like now?
It don't even matter.
No, I
like,
got it because she sound like an old woman. You get what I'm
but
saying?
But she do, but she don't though. Like she sound older. Like she don't have the back teeth in her mouth, but she still sound like she fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She still sound fit, and then back teeth missing might help.
How you lose your man to your mama, bro?
How your mama brazen enough to sleep with your man in your bed?
And then try to act like she gonna beat you when you caught her.
I'm still your mama. Go clean up them dishes.
You don't clean. You ain't never wash your dishes. And I gave you allowance money and you spent it on another dude. So I came over to Jerome.
We
can't make this up. This right here is one of those kind of situations where you know how Beyonce, when she was saying it was her and herself and I, like all three of them, it's just one. That's all she has. Is me, myself, and I until the end.
So you know there's a movie kind of like this? It was a Tyler Perry, because I know you. We were talking about Tyler Perry. It was a recent
Mama
movie.
Mama Don't Sleep With My Husband?
No. It was one of his more recent ones where they, because remember he said he wasn't going to be Madea again? And then he had came back and played Madea.
Please be Madea. We love Madea.
Yeah, but in the movie, it was a mom.
Oh, no. I just watched it with Gabrielle Dennis.
Their son's boyfriend.
Okay. This one was a little messy, Betty. So on Madea's homecoming, the one where she did the Beyonce Coachella thing at the end. Yeah. So Gabrielle Dennis played a mother of a college student who was graduating from college. He wanted to come out to the family that he was in fact gay. Meanwhile, the boyfriend that was supposed to be his undercover gay lover was also sleeping with the mama. So it's kind of like this. Yeah.
And he was trying to encourage him to come out the closet. And I'm like, why? You about to dump him for his mama. And he really ended up leaving him. And, you know, he got over it and they ended up moving on. Would you be able to move on or get past something like that?
I think I would need to be gay. I think I need the whole Tyler Perry plot. Like, this is not going to work with being a heterosexual woman. I need to be gay. And there just needs to be a little bit more in the mix to figure out how to spray starch this and iron it straight. Because this is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, nah. I don't think I could ever speak to my mom again. That would be too devastating. Which I love my mom and she would never do nothing like this. But some mamas is trifling, child.
But you know what? Do you think that this lady, we're going to slide up off this topic then right now, but do you think that this lady thought that her mama would do that either, though? Like, I don't think anyone thinks that their mom would do that.
Yeah, there's some people who mamas that I met throughout my life who they were trifling and have done trifling stuff. My one real close home girl, she was pregnant. Her situation got bad, like with her baby father, or whatever. He wasn't able to be around. And she has started trying to save up money for her and the baby. And she bought a stroller and the mother damn gave the stroller away on some just being evil and was mad because she wanted her to move out or whatever.
You can give away all the strollers you want to, but when you put your pom pom on my man, we got a problem.
Yeah, but that all I'm saying is people are wicked. You know what I mean? I know it's a different situation, but like that was like her last buying her stroller for her baby and you gave it away. You know, so people do trifling things as parents, as, you know, some people are just blatant evil. And I think we have to realize that everybody is not equally yoked. And things like this happen.
Mamas is humans too.
Yeah. Things like this happen all the time. Like, we used to think it was bad for it to be sisters, you know, which it is. But a mama, like you said, your mamas is human. And they used to think about it. When your mom, not yours, but like when the mama was young, you probably would have never even been her friend if y'all was the same age, like the same kind of person. You get what I'm saying? So just think about that. That's like a regular girl on the street.
Well, that was our final question to undress. And if you want us to undress your final question, just follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us for your chance to be featured. It's easy peasy. Who are they listening to, Lo?
Simple as that. You are listening to The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page.
Ta-ta for now. See you next week.
We'll see ya. Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.